Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. And as I tweeted before, yesterday, I wanted to have an episode about franchises that are dead that I would like to see come back, especially if the PlayStation 5 is around the corner. And yeah. So that's what I want to talk about. And I am drinking a beer. You should also do the same if you're 21 and also drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive, you fucking moron. God. Anyway, it's a gluten-free beer. I'm trying to like not have that gluten shit because it does not make me feel good. And maybe you feel like shit sometimes and your body is just like all out of whack for no reason. And maybe it's fucking gluten. Stop eating that shit. I mean, fuck. This beer is called Omission. It's like one of the most popular gluten-free beers. Tastes like, kind of reminds me of 312. So maybe they'll sponsor me because 312 never got back to me on Twitter about that. Anywho, yeah, franchises that I want to see come back. Man. There's a couple that jump out to me, and I haven't really thought about this more than just kind of like I go about playing games, and I think, oh, yeah, maybe that. Remember that game? That was fun. One I think about a lot is SOCOM, and I was actually going to do an episode about SOCOM a little while ago, and it just, I don't know, it didn't really work, so I deleted it, did an episode about some other shit. SOCOM was fucking awesome back in the days. Started on PS2. It was a military tactical shooter. And the big thing about it was you could play online with people. Now, back in the day, having dial-up internet, I did not play online with anybody. I didn't even have the adapter. You had to have an adapter on the PS2 to hook it up to your phone line. I didn't have that. I did play... I don't think I ever actually did play SOCOM online. I played a couple sports games at a friend's house once. But that was it. He had high speed internet. So, and even then it just wasn't that good. So never, I always liked the idea. And I always wanted to play SOCOM online, but by the time I had all that shit, SOCOM had hit its worst outing on the PS3, and then the PlayStation Network went down. That's a whole nother fucking story. But anyway, SOCOM, I loved the single players in that, just the campaign, the missions. You could go about it different ways, you know. You can order your teammates around, you know, blah, blah. The shooting felt good. Everything felt good in that game. So Sony closed that studio a while ago. And I think it would be really interesting if they brought it back, especially with Battle Royale games that are so fucking popular. And I would want a campaign, though. I'm not a huge online person. Sometimes things grab me, and I can play them. But I don't know. It's just very few and far between games that get me to want to play online for, you know, extended period of time. But I could get back into SOCOM. They'd have to really make, I mean, if they made it like play like Metal Gear Solid 5, just the way the characters, you know, kind of controlled, man, that would be fucking cool. There's so many things they could do with it. I mean, they could make an online shooter. You could have a campaign. You could have co-op, maybe like a 4-player co-op. So just like, kind of like Ghost Recon. I wanted Ghost Recon Wildlands to be like a SOCOM game. It just doesn't feel right. I think the original SOCOM feels better than that game, than the Ghost Recon. I don't know. It's just... I don't know. I don't need an open world either. Just give me a really good crafted like level design. Yeah... I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Ghost Recon Wildlands. But anyway, so SOCOM, that could make a huge comeback. That would be cool. One that I don't think this could make a comeback. And I saw it today on Twitter from someone, and it was Twisted Metal. Now, Twisted Metal was pretty popular on the PS1 and the PS2. The PS2 had Twisted Metal Black, and that game is fucking awesome. I actually bought that on PS2 Classics on the PSN on the PS4. Anyway, it's really frustrating. Car combat is really frustrating to me nowadays. Like, Twisted Metal 2 was fucking the bomb. Like, I played that shit all the time. Going back, it's real rough, but Twisted Metal Black, huge game for PS2. At least for me and my friends. But the last Twisted Metal that came out on PS3, I don't think it. In fact, I know it just didn't. I don't think it sold well. There was a lot going on in the game. There was like helicopters and shit, and the story was weird, and it was online. It just didn't work. I don't know why it didn't work. I think it's just that ship has sailed for those type of games, maybe. I certainly don't like to play them anymore. So this isn't a series that I want to see come back, but I do love this, the memories of playing the old ones, but I just don't think I would buy it, a new one. It's hard. Car combat is really difficult because you want to drive fast, but then you got to... It's hard to shoot your guns. It's hard to aim. And you gotta drive in circles. It's the same thing with aerial games, flight sim games, where you're trying to fucking, you gotta circle around. It's frustrating. It's the same type of frustration that I had playing the game Flower. Flower is a game on the PS3 and PS4 where you're like a little flower petal, and then you go collect other flowers, or you collect other... excuse me. You collect other flower petals, and you grow, and then I think you're actually controlling the wind, but you're visualizing it in the flower petals that are flying around. Anyway, it's supposed to be a really relaxing game. It just frustrated the absolute shit out of me because I would want to. It was hard to control. So instead of being like, "Ooh, I'm just gonna glide around," I was like, "No, I want to go this way," and I couldn't do it right. Anyway, that's a scenario where games should be this way. I play it like this. Not fun. So I don't think I would buy a new Twisted Metal. It would have to be really overhauled, like the God of War from PS2 and 3 to 4. Like, it would have to really be something completely out of left field. A game that I was assuming that we would get on PS3, we never did, that was canceled, was The Getaway. I was a huge Getaway 1 fan. Loved it. It was really fucking hard because there was like no map, and The Getaway is like a Grand Theft Auto game, but it's like super cinematic, and it's like a fucking Guy Ritchie film. Motion capture, actors, dramatic fucking action movie type dialogue. And I don't know why they canceled it. They did announce that it was going to come out for PS3 when the PS3 was unveiled, but I just never happened. The game looked great. The shooting was kind of realistic. The way you would heal your characters, you'd have to lean up against a wall for a while. I don't know. I just liked the game. I did not like the sequel. I think it was another scenario where I had played the next maybe Grand Theft Auto, and then it was hard for me to go back. I have it. I have it, but I don't know. I bought Silent Hill I think, and The Getaway Black Monday for my birthday 1 year. I think I was 15 or 16. And I remember IGN said that it wasn't very good, The Getaway. And I was like, bullshit, because I loved the first one. But they were right. And then I asked if I could return it. And the guy was actually super cool about it. He was like, we don't do that, but I will let you pick another game. So that was cool. I can't remember what I got. Or maybe I got that game and then instead I got Silent Hill 4. Anyway, that's fucking besides the point. The point is I would like another one of those games. And actually, there's a VR game. Let me see what this fucking VR game is called. I can't fucking type because I'm standing and the fucking computer monitor is below me and blah, 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 blah. PSVR London Heist. No, it's not the London Heist. I thought Blood and Truth by Sony London Studio. I think they were the ones that made The Getaway. Anyway, Blood and Truth is like a full-fledged game in VR, and it's got the Getaway type of vibes. It's not even going to be close to that. It's going to be in VR, but I don't know. It would be interesting if they did that. Also, on a random side note, during the PS3 generation, Rockstar was supposed to make an exclusive game for the PS3 called The Agent, and it never happened. They continually update the trademark for that, and that would be interesting to see on the PS5. I mean, this generation, all they've made is Red Dead Redemption 2. Because Grand Theft Auto 5 was a PS3 game, so, you know, they've only developed one. I mean, they ported it to PS4, but they didn't make it for PS4, so, I mean, goddamn. You know, what the fuck are you guys doing? I know it's, I haven't played it, but it's like, I know it's like the most insanely detailed game ever made. So I understand why it would take you that long, but it'd be interesting if we got some sort of exclusive dealio. Probably won't. That's, Sony would have to pay a shitload for that. Maybe they will. I don't know. So anyway, The Getaway. What else? Fucking what else do I want to see come back that's gone? Obviously, we're not even going to talk about NFL 2K. That's fucking never going to happen. And if it does happen, you better fucking believe I'm going to be on this microphone going ape shit. Popping bottles. Fucking, you know, it's going to be crazy. I'm going to throw a party. If NFL 2K ever comes back, I am going to lose my fucking mind. Okay? But I'm not going to get into that. There's already an episode about that. The game I really always want them to announce is Gex. Think that would be cool. I mean, you've got the Crash Bandicoot remaster. You might even need remaster those games. You might not even have to make a new one. But you could, because the voice actor, I mean, he's around. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He could fucking do it. Give that man some money. You know, that wouldn't be an exclusive by any means. That I don't know who owns that trademark anymore. I think I've talked about that in a past. Shit, excuse me. I think I've talked about that on a past episode, but Gex would be awesome. 3D platformer. You know, get a perfect camera. Make it look like the new Crash Bandicoot remaster. That'd be awesome. Fucking awesome. I would love to see that. I would buy that. Oh, shit. What else? What other games that fucking want that have long been gone that I would like to have come back? I'm going to look through my fucking cabinet here. See? All right. I just looked through my cabinet of games and shit. I didn't see a whole lot, actually. This episode sucks. But a couple jumped out to me. Siphon Filter. Now, Siphon Filter, I mean, Metal Gear was always the king, and then you got Splinter Cell, who I thought did it pretty fucking good. Now, I think Metal Gear Solid 5 did it better than all of them, but Splinter Cell, you know, it's got that third person, it's got a better camera, it's got some cool shit going on. I think it played better than Metal Gear, probably. I did like Metal Gear better, but I don't know. Splinter Cell with the shadows and the lighting and the fucking... That game was fucking awesome. And so, yeah, we could see a new Splinter Cell. That would be cool. I don't know if it... Who fucking makes that? Fucking Ubisoft? I don't fucking remember. I think it's Ubisoft. Or publishes it, anyway. Splinter Cell. It is Ubisoft, and there's been a bunch of publishers. Who develops it? Who makes it? Whatever. I don't care, really. It would be an interesting... Or just fuck... Again, I don't care about any of the other ones. The first Splinter Cell was fucking awesome. I didn't like any of the other ones. I remember I bought the second one or some shit on PS2, and they give you a knife, and then I just ran up to people and immediately stabbed them in the throat before they could be like, you know, call for fucking alert or whatever. And I was like, this is fucking stupid. And I don't know. I just hated it. I'm sure I was a moron and I didn't need to do, I could have turned it on hard or something. I don't know, but I just didn't have any fun. So first Splinter Cell, it'd be cool if they remastered it or something. I don't know. But that's not even what I was talking about. I was talking about, fucking Siphon Filter. Now, Siphon Filter 2, I loved the shit out of this game. And I think that's when I realized that I really like stealth games. Cause like I loved Metal Gear and I played Metal Gear, but I remember playing Siphon Filter and specifically being like, oh, I like these games. I like these types of games. That was a PS1 game, so, oh, I spit on my little fucking, little pop filter thing. Oh, well. So, the people who made Siphon Filter just made Days Gone, and it's been a fucking long time. So, we know that, and speaking of Days Gone, I know I said I was on the fence about getting it because I'm playing Bloodborne, all this bullshit. I'm probably not going to get it because I heard it's kind of broken. And I am not fucking with that until they fix it. I don't like broken games. It's fine if I buy a bad game. Or a game I don't like, but it works. I cannot fucking stand games that just do not work. That really fucking... Ooh! So, anyway, but they... I mean, they own that. So they could make that for PS5. I wouldn't be probably fucking done for... Jesus, another 5 years. They could just reskin Days Gone into Siphon Filter. Excuse me. It's good beer. And what else? Here's the biggest one. This is the one I want to talk about that I saw in my cabinet. Not a specific game, but EA... used to make sports games, but like arcade sports games, and their studio was called EA Big, and they used to make some of the fucking best games. I mean, incredible. I mean, I had a shitload of them, and during the PS3 era, I don't know why, but it died. I mean, you had NBA Street, amazing. I didn't play the second one, but I played the first one like that disc was the last disc on Earth, and I, oh my God. SSX, snowboarding, fucking awesome. SSX Tricky, fucking awesome. You had Freakstyle. Even my wife loves Freakstyle. She has, I don't even own it. My wife owns it, and we played it not too long ago. That was probably a few years ago, but honestly, it's a PS2 game, so fuck you. It's not that long ago. The only bad thing about getting into popping, you know, hooking up a PS2 and you want to just play the game, because you know you're not going to, you just want to play it just for an hour, is that if you, first of all, if you don't have a save file on a memory card, you're fucked. And if you can't find the memory card, you're fucked. Because you want to have everything unlocked. You don't want to be like, oh, well, I just want to play it for an hour. I'm not trying to unlock all this shit right now. But yeah, Freestyle, I mean, they had all kinds of games like that. And they, I wish they would bring that back. I mean, I don't know how much money would be, you know, in it for them. I mean, they make a lot of money from FIFA, a lot of money from Madden. You know, these annualized games. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't do that. They've probably got the talent. They've got the money. I don't know if there's a market for it. I don't know. I don't see people clamoring for it. But I think if you put something out like that, and because a lot of indie games or games that are developed for lower budgets that are cool ideas, but they don't kind of, you know, they don't have the marketing, they don't have kind of a push to get them out there. EA, if they made one of these games, they could really get behind it and be like, yo, look what we've done, look what we brought back, isn't it great? And people are like, oh fuck, I remember that, I missed that game. I think they could do it. I think they could. Fuck, what else? Yeah, I don't know. Oh! There goes my copy of Metal Gear Solid The Twin Snakes. Katamari. Be nice if Katamari came back. I know that creator isn't... I don't know. He's making some other game, and they just released it on Switch, but I would like a whole new one. And not just a... oh, look, these are all the levels that you've done before. I want a whole new one. And I would think they should update the graphics. Still make them cartoony, but just give it something new. Something completely fresh. Like, when you see it, you just go, what the fuck is this? That would be nice. I don't know. It's kind of what I want. But that, when I was looking in this cabinet here, that EA Sports... Those EA Bigs, those arcade sports games. Man, I really do miss those. You know, they had a lot of... to me, from what I remember, they're just really polished. Because there's arcade sports stuff on PSN now. But like I said, it just... I don't know if it has the same kind of draw. It doesn't draw me in. I don't know. Maybe it's, I get it is different generations, but I think they should fucking do it, man. So this is me calling you out. God damn it. You already fucked over NFL 2K. And so did the NFL. It's probably the NFL's fault more, but anyway, short episode. End of here. Already stay late. But it's free, so, you know. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, I would love to hear what game you would love. A game that hasn't been made in a long time. You would love to make a comeback on PS5 or whatever. Reach out to me. I'm on Twitter, at PopconJacob. It's PopConJacob. Ask me questions. Talk to me. Maybe you'll make the show. There's probably like 100% chance that you'd make the show if you did tweet to me a question or comment or concern. I'd be happy to include you on the show. Okay, so thanks for listening. Sorry for the short episode. I'll see you next week.